Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I am Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, and I'm a career coach for tech managers. I help tech managers to build their dream careers. And together, one tech manager at a time, we are changing lives, and that ripple effect is changing the world. This week, I want to talk about emptiness. Emptiness inside. Feeling empty. And this is a really important topic to talk about because, especially as it relates to our careers, because I don't think that it's talked about enough. And it's also, it's a tricky one. It's a tricky one to articulate. It's a tricky one to put words into. And if we can't communicate it and we can't label it and talk about how it feels and what we're thinking and what's going through our minds, what's going through our hearts, if we can't identify it, if we can't define it, if we can't get clarity on what it is that's not working in our careers, in our lives, then we're never going to be able to fix it. And one of the things that we're experts in, because we are expert world-class technical career coaches, and we've been doing this for almost 6 years, and this is over the course of thousands of conversations. Through thousands of conversations, we've built many coaching muscles. And one of the muscles that we've built, and you may have noticed that you build this muscle as well in coaching your team, in having those one-on-ones with your team members and really getting to what's not working, what's the problem, what's the challenge. And sometimes it can take a while to even help someone get that level of clarity, to even just identify what's the problem. And so one of the muscles that we've built, and we're able to do it relatively quickly now, which is awesome because once you get that clarity, then you can move on to fixing it, is asking people the right questions to really get to the heart of what's not working. And we have a lot of conversations with folks who are actually making great money. You know, they see our advertising, they see our marketing around upgrading your pay, commanding a 200K plus salary. And what hooks them in, what resonates with them about that is that, like, I'm already doing that, but. And it's what comes after the but that can sometimes be hard to articulate. And I want you to reflect on whether or not this resonates with you as well. Do you ever feel empty inside? Regardless of the status of your bank account and regardless of the contents of your wallet, do you ever feel empty inside? And is that the thing that's not working for you in your career and in your life right now? We were talking with somebody very recently who he's a technical leader, an experienced technical leader, director level technical leader, is making 300 plus K a year, is doing well, is doing more than well financially. And after we asked him a few questions about what's not working, right? Because, okay, I get it. You're making good money. So that's not it. What is it? We were able to help him get to the point where he said, you know what? What it is that at the end of the day, when I'm done with my work and I close my laptop, I feel empty inside. And I want you to take a moment to feel that. And if you can, that means you've experienced it. That means that you may be experiencing that right now. Wondering, what more is there? There has to be something more to life than just like the day-to-day, than just going to Zoom meetings and messaging work people on Slack and watching Netflix and maybe occasionally having fun dinners with family or whatever it is that the stuff that makes up your day, most of your days. There's got to be more to life than that. That's that emptiness inside. And it's not something that you think, it's you feel it. Because we can logic, we can rationalize our way out of that, which is what a lot of people do, which is why it takes real strength, real leadership to say, I feel empty inside. Because what that means is you've turned off the rational part of your brain, turned off the logical side, and instead connected with that feeling of emptiness, that feeling that if you don't fix it, it's going to turn to worthlessness. It's going to turn to I'm not enoughness. It's going to turn into apathy. It's going to turn into I don't even care anymore. This must just be that all there is to life. And it's so important to be able to connect with that, to connect with that feeling. So many people, there's this toxic positivity that surrounds many of us. There's toxic negativity too, to be sure. But there's also toxic positivity. These are the people who say, oh, just be positive. Everything's going to be fine. Oh, you feel empty inside. Oh, that's okay. Have a glass of water. You know, go get some ice cream. Go have fun with the kids. I know that it's, you know, people are social distancing right now and it's harder, but you know, there's plenty of ways. Emptiness. No. We don't want to talk about that emptiness. No. Mm-mm. Let's go have some fun. Smile. It'll make you feel better. That's toxic positivity. And the reason that that's toxic is because you're not giving yourself the chance to let go of that emptiness, to surrender to that emptiness and allow it to fade, and to realize that here's the fullness that I feel. Here's my purpose in life. Here's my mission in life. I was born for greatness. I was born to live my dream. If you just ignore that feeling of emptiness, then you never have a chance to address it. It's like ignoring a bug in a software program. Oh, there's no bugs. Mm-mm. All I see is rainbows and unicorns. There's no bugs here. I'm making fun of it because it's important to see how silly it is to act that way. How ridiculous it is, because sometimes we can rationalize ourselves into thinking that that's the best thing to do, to just pretend that everything's great, to pretend that everything is awesome, to pretend that everything is cool when you're part of the team. You get to a real place where everything is awesome, like that true sense of that, only by letting go, by first looking at what's the negative part, what's going on, and then fixing it. And that's when you feel lighter, and that's when you actually feel more full and lighter at the same time, because you're living your purpose, you're living your dream. You've built your dream career. Pinch me. wow, this hard work really paid off. You can get there, like a true sense, an authentic sense of awesomeness, only by letting go of the suck, not by ignoring it. You can't ignore the suck. You have to embrace it. And embracing it means taking a look at that emptiness. I feel empty at the end of the day after I close my laptop. Even just saying those words or even whispering them to yourself is huge, because then you can connect with it in a way where you're not living that emptiness, but instead you're aware of it and you figure out how to get rid of it. Instead of just suppressing it and pushing it down. Because what happens to something or someone or anything when you try to just push it down and kick it out of the way? It comes back with a vengeance, like a spring. You know, it's like you're trying to push down a whole bunch of springs. One little slip, boom, it comes back with a vengeance instead of addressing the spring and saying, yeah, that spring represents my emptiness. And I'm going to look at that and I'm going to label it. And then I'm going to take that spring and I'm going to chuck it in the garbage. I'm going to take steps to find my purpose. I'm going to take steps to connect with the fact that I know that I'm an amazing leader. I know that I am an authentic, assertive servant leader, and I was meant to build my dream career. I wasn't meant to be unrecognized. I wasn't meant to be making $300K a year and feeling empty inside. I wasn't meant for this. I was meant for more. And now's the time for me to figure out how to make that happen. Because look, if you stay down that path of not really recognizing that emptiness or not addressing it, your career is dead on arrival. Your life is dead on arrival, and it's all, at the best, just more of the same. Just more emptiness. But and it pains me to say this, but really what's more likely is it gets worse. Where that becomes the new normal, that emptiness becomes so normalized that you forget that you feel empty. Because that's why it's so powerful to notice it in the moment. There's that emptiness there. I want to feel full. I want to live my life on purpose. I want to build my dream career. Because if you don't catch it in the moment, what happens is you still feel empty, but you don't realize it because it becomes normalized. And you get to the point where dream? What dream? Oh, that's for other people. No, that's not for me. I can't. What are you talking about, dream? I don't understand. Can you spell that? You become so disillusioned and so overwhelmed, but it doesn't actually feel overwhelmed. It's just, this is life. This is my life. Wake up, get out of bed, have my coffee, go to work, watch Netflix, go to sleep. You know, I've talked about this in other podcasts, the work, eat, sleep, repeat thing. This can, and I've talked about it before as a result of stress, right? It's your way of coping with stress. This is also a way of coping with emptiness as well. That you begin to tell yourself the story that this is normal. That all of this stuff that people talk about in terms of living their dream, commanding 250K salaries as a technical manager, really being able to go and win on the job market and land that next level job, land that hell yes job. I don't want it to get to the point where you listen to the words that I'm saying and you say, psh, that's a load of bull crap. That's not possible. Or, Oh, yes, that's nice to listen to for those other people. Those other people can do that, but not me. I don't want that to ever be the point for you. I don't want you to ever get there. But that's where you get, where you feel empty inside, but you don't realize it. So you don't think there's a problem to fix anymore. And when you don't think there's a problem to fix, guess what? You're not going to fix it, and you're just going to continue to go down that negative career spiral, that negative life spiral towards retirement, counting the days until you retire. And then when you retire, you're going to feel even more empty because you don't even have your work to connect with. Raise your virtual hand if you know somebody in your life who is retired right now who is miserable. I don't want that for you. But that's what happens if you don't really address this emptiness and address it today. And that's what we're here to help you with. If you're committed to addressing that emptiness, if you're committed to building your dream career, because you still know that that is possible, you just need the strategies, you just need the support in order to do it. And you will not normalize mediocrity. You want to normalize your dream and living your dream. If that's what you're committed to, I want you to book a call with my team today. ThePeopleStack.com/book. We're here for you. We get you. We understand what you're going through. Look, a lot of times when I have email conversations with folks about how we might be able to help, usually what happens is it's kind of like, I'm not sure if you can help me. It's, I have this unique situation and I'm really just very stuck, or, you know, what you're saying somewhat resonates with me, but you know, there's some more specifics in my situation that I'm not sure if you can help. Look, I'm talking right now, like I'm in my office and I'm talking to myself right now, right? You know what I mean? Let's call it what it is, right? But I am imagining the group of you, the group of committed, intelligent, inspiring technical managers who want to build your dream careers. And I talk in broad strokes, and then I sometimes give specific examples so you can start to pick up what I'm putting down. But there's no way that I can cover every single different circumstance, every single different example. Of course, yes, there's going to be stuff that I'm saying that's resonating with you. And of course, yes, there are going to be details that are specific to you that I haven't talked about, because I can't talk about a million different things. So trust me when I say that we get you and we got you. Whatever it is that's going on in your tech career right now, whatever the specifics, whatever the circumstances, as long as you show up coachable to that initial free career strategy session, we're going to help you get clarity. That's what it's about. ThePeopleStack.com/book. And people often ask, how much is it? The career strategy session, the initial strategy session, is free. It's free of charge. And what our process is we talk, we help you get 100% clear on what's not working in your career right now. We have to talk about that. So show up ready to get to the truth, the real truth, not just the surface truth, around what's not working in your career right now. If you don't know what that is, don't worry. A lot of people say, oh, well, I'm not really even sure what's not working in my career right now. I shouldn't book a call. That's the exact reason to book a call, because we're experts. We got you. We've built that muscle. We've had thousands upon thousands of conversations with people. We'll help you get there as long as you show up willing to get to that truth. And also, if you show up willing to figure out what is your dream career. And again, a lot of people say, well, I don't know what my dream career is, so I shouldn't book a call. I mustn't be a fit. This is only for people who have 100% clarity around what their dream career is. Again, to that I say, that's the same as somebody saying, well, I'm not strong enough yet. I can't go to the gym. I don't have clarity about my career yet. I can't talk to a coach. That's what we're here for. And look, if you have clarity around that, we'll help you get even more. But if you don't, that's the exact reason why you should book a call with us right now, because we'll help you get that clarity around what's not working in your career right now and where you want to go, what your dream is. And if we're 100% confident that we're the ones who are going to help you get there, then we'll craft a custom tailored plan for you. We'll talk about all the details. If we're not confident that you're there yet, then what we're going to do is we're going to give you a step-by-step plan for things that you can work on on your own. And then once you've worked on them, we'll talk again. So it's really just a matter of, if it's not a fit right now, then that's okay. It's just that you're not a fit yet and you still have a little bit of work to do, and we'll tell you what that is and we'll guide you. So you're not just like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm not sure what's even next for me in my career. That's what you're going to be able to get out of this phone call. What's next for you? What's the exact next step for you in order to build your dream career, in order to be walking that path, in order to open that door and take those initial steps? That's what that call is about. And you just have to be committed. And I know you are already, because you wouldn't be listening to this if you weren't. So book that call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. I know that some of you are feeling empty inside right now. I know that some of you don't want to feel empty inside, and that's why you're committed to building your dream. I know that some of you are feeling very empty inside right now. That life just feels like running on a treadmill, running on a hamster wheel. It feels like Groundhog Day, day in and day out. It feels like, really? This is it? Oh, wow. If this is it, gosh, no, there must be more to life. There must be. That's empty. You fill your heart, you fill your soul, you fill your spirit by committing to build your dream. And that's what I'd love for you to do. That's the cure for emptiness. That's it for the day, folks. Talk to you really soon. Take care. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.